legacy.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Ready.
Bottom of the third here, Cody Abel steps in against Brett Bovee and lines the first pitch into left field for a single. The leadoff man on here for the B-52s in the bottom half of the third. This game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation's mission to better communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your communities. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their support of the entire weekend series here, all three games against the Humboldt B-52s here in beautiful Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460, KCNR1460.com, streaming all around the world, bringing you every 45s game all season long. Runner on first being held on by Bertotti. Here's Hart, the top of the lineup. He flew out to medium deep left field. Lead off the bottom half of the first. He's 0 for 1. Throw over to first to check Abels. And he's back. Good size lead over there. Colt 45's right-hander Brett Bovee in his third inning of work here. We're scoreless here from Bomber Field in the rubber match of a three-game series here on Father's Day. Here's Brett Bovee. First pitch is very high to Hart, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Abels does not go. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Bovee. One ball, one strike here to the B-52 center fielder. That ball has popped up. Looks like it might be playable. Taylor headed over towards the dugout, and it's going to kick off the netting there that connects the fence all the way down the left field line to one of the poles. So it'll be a foul ball break there for the B-52s, as he would have been able to take the ball right in front of the dugout, but it fell right into the netting there. So 1-2 now on Jordy Hart. That's a ground ball down the third baseline. That's going to be a fair ball. Runner's rounding second. He's going to head towards third. He's going to make it. Hart headed towards second. And now he's going to take a big turn and head back to first. So that's a single. Abels moves up to third. Single by Jordy Hart. So he's hit in all three games here this weekend.
With a runner on third and first base.
One hit on Friday night. And two more last night, and he's 1-for-2 tonight, so you can see why they want him at the top of the lineup. Here's Spencer Duggan, runners on first and third, nobody out here in the bottom of the third. First pitch misses there. Alvarez tries to frame it on the outside, unable to pull it all the way back. Here's the 1-0 to Duggan. That ball is kind of popped, served out into short right. Heath coming in, going to make the play. Runner tags from third, and it's a bluff, and it's a good thing for him that it was, because a two-hop strike, maybe a foot up the line at home plate, he would have been absolutely cut down easily. So an impressive throw there by Heath on a ball that really wasn't deep enough to even try.
Approaching the plate for the B-52s.
But a good job by Abel to at least force the throw. You never know, he might uncork one.
Number 20.
And give you an easy run, but Adelaide, the first out of the inning, scored a fly out to number 9. That'll bring up Giacomini. 0 for 1 with the strikeout. Runners on the corners here, one out for the B-52's first baseman. First pitch misses there, 1-0 now. Moby gets a sign from Alvarez, now comes set. Here's the 1-0. That ball is driven out to left field and deep. Headed back is Hancock. That ball is going to be over his head, and it's going to hit the wall on a bounce. Coming around to score and is Abels. And Giacomini's got an RBI double for the second night in a row. It's 1-0. Humboldt B-52s with one out here. Abels scores. Hart over to third. Giacomini to second. It's 1-0. That'll bring up Mason Allen. Giacomini also had an RBI double in the third inning last night. So making up for that 0 for 4 on Friday, he's been a big part of the offense here last night and tonight. Breaking ball there by Bovee. Drops in 0-1 on Mason Allen. Allen in the DH spot tonight, hitting cleanup. He's been in cleanup all three games here, but catching the first two. So his knee's going to break, but his bat does not. As he's going to try and drive in another run here for the B-52s with runners at the corners. Just one down here. Runner being held on at first by Bertotti. Big hole on the right side. Taylor almost even with the bag at third. It's a breaking ball that doesn't break. 1-1 now. Middle infielder shading toward the bag for double play depth. Outfielders other than left field, honestly, playing a little shallow. Here's the 1-1. The ball misses just low. Very tight strike zone here. It's 2-1. That one could have gone either way. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt. It's 3-1. So three balls, one strike here to the B-52's cleanup hitter. He's in the driver's seat with runners on the corners. One down here, one run already home. It's 1-0 B-52's. Here's the pitch, and he grounds that one to third. Coming up and taking on the short hop is Taylor. Nice scoop. Makes the play 5-3. Not an easy play there by Taylor by any stretch of the imagination. So that'll be a 5-3 ground out and an RBI for Allen as Jordy Hart comes around to score. It's 2-0 B-52's.
Now
and bring up Daniel Teasley. Great play there by Taylor. Has had no choice but to charge it and take it on the short hop. The first hop was the big one. The second hop was the tough one. He scooped it cleanly with the left hand and threw it to first all in one motion. Nicely done there by the Seattle University third baseman. Here's Teasley. Grounded out to the pitcher his first time in the second. Comes up here with a runner on second and two down in a 2-0 ball game. First pitch is by him. Fastball for a strike swinging, 0-1. Fouls it back now on the 0-1 pitch. It's 0-2. So two fastballs here from Bovee. To the B-52's right fielder, Daniel Teasley. Teasley last night, 1-for-4. Also stole a base and scored a run. In that 7-5, B-52's win, and that ball is down in the dirt. Kicks off of the glove of Alvarez, and heading to third now is going to be Giacomini. So tough play there as that one bounced in front of the plate. It's 1-2 now. Runner at third. Bovee in command here, 1-2. That fastball is lined down the left field line past the diving third baseman, Jake Taylor. That's going to be extra bases. Scoring on the play is Mason Allen. And that's a stand-up double for Daniel Teasley. And an RBI. It's 3-0. B-52, so...
And another run scored by the B-52s.
B-52s brought their offense last night, and they've picked up right where they left off. It's 3-0.
The left fielder, number 15, Tyler Kyle.
That'll bring up Tyler Kyle now with a runner on second and two down. Breaking ball below the zone there, 1-0. And he's got him picked off now. Taylor running him back to the bag. Score it 1-5-4. On the putout, so picked off is Teasley. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 3-0 B-52s. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Thursday, June 30th, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Time of the fourth here on Father's Day from Eureka, California's Bomber Field. B-52s hosting your hometown Reading Colt 45s. First road trip of the year. We've got one more next month. We'll come right back here to Humboldt to play the Humboldt Crabs for a two-game series in the middle of the week in July. Ryan Williams leading off the inning here. In the top of the fourth, he's 0 for 1. Here's the 1-0. That ball is driven down the third baseline. That's past him. Williams is going to go for two. And now he's going to slow up as a good job there by Tyler Kyle. Getting to the ball quickly down the line and getting it back into second. So that's a hard single to lead off the inning. That'll bring up Hunter Heath, the right fielder. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Their mission: improving communities through philanthropy. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their support. Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Williams at first. After the leadoff single. That ball is outside. No, called strike there on Heath. Heath 0 for 1. Williams with a modest lead at first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And Heath pops that one up, but it's going to drop foul before anybody can get to it. A slice foul ball there. That one had some crazy spin on it. Got jammed a little bit. 0-2 here on Heath. On deck, Chandler Anderson. He'll be next. He's the center fielder tonight. He's also, or he's actually 1 for 1. O-2 pitch here from Egley, and that ball is hit out to left and right at the left fielder. So Tyler Kyle takes the line out. Score that a line out to number 7, one down here.
next to the plate for the Colt 45.
I want to say a special welcome to all the fathers out there listening here on Father's Day, and I'd like to extend a special thank you to my father, Edward S. DeFore, my business partner out at Mighty Fine Foods, and the best dad anyone could hope for. There's not many people in this life that can say that the man that they admire and respect the most is their father, but I'm one of those lucky few. So I love you, Dad, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being who you are and helping make me who I am. It's 1-0 here to Chandler Anderson. One on, one out, 1-0 count here. Williams bluffing the steal. Eglin holding him on. That ball is served out into right field. And now going to be taken actually on the edge of the outfield grass. So that'll be a pop out to the second baseman. Pop out to number four if you're scoring at home. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. Taylor walked his first time. Now two outs, one on. B-52's leading 3-0 here. In the top of the fourth, this is game three of a three-game series. 45s won the first one 9-0 on Friday. B-52s bounced back last night to win 7-5, and they lead here 3-0. On an absolutely perfect day for baseball, coming up on 12:30 in the afternoon here in beautiful Eureka, California. Williams goes, pitches down in the dirt, and there's going to be no throw as Wills unable to make the transfer from glove to hand. And Williams steals second without a throw. So runner in scoring position now for Jake Taylor. Trying to get the 45s on the board here. Should he reach Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher, would be next. Here's the 1-0 to Taylor. Very high. Breaking ball that didn't break. 2-0 now. Pitcher comes set, now ready with the 2-0. Here's the pitch to Taylor. That ball is swung and missed on a changeup down below the zone. So a 2-0 changeup gets him to swing right through it. It's 2-1. Eglin now steps off the pitcher's rubber. Now he's ready to go. Gets the sign from Wills, now ready with the 2-1. Comes set. Kicks and fires. That ball is flied out to center field. Sinking fast. Let's see if Hart's going to get there, and he is not. That's going to be a run here as very close play. Great throw by Hart to even make it that close. I didn't think he even had a chance to make a play on that one, and I don't think Ryan Williams did either as he scored standing up about half a step in front of that throw. So an RBI single there by Jake Taylor just serves it out into center field, advances to second on the throw. It's 3-1.
Number 30, Jonathan Alvarez.
So the 45s are on the board here, and Alvarez looking to pick up his teammate Jake Taylor his second, drive home another one here. Eglin now, that's a fly ball down the right field line. Long way to go, and he's going to get there. Nice play out there in right by Teasley. Right at the line, saving a hit and a run. So that ends the inning. But one run across here for the 45s. It's 3-1. You're listening to Redding Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Colt 45's being hosted by the Humboldt B-52s, and it's 3-1 Humboldt. First pitch there is grounded to first. Bertotti has a kick off his glove and a tough play. And the runner will reach. That's Tyler Kyle. That'll bring up Jack Wills. He drew a walk his first time up in the second. Run around first, nobody out here. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission, bettering communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make the difference in your community. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. All weekend long here for this entire first road series of the year in beautiful Eureka. Foul bunt there as Will squares around down the third baseline. It's 0-1 here. Snap throw over to first. Nearly got him. Left fielder Tyler Kyle. Not sure if they called that hit or an error to lead off the inning, but nonetheless, he's on first. Bovee throws. That ball is very high. Now 1-1. Taylor charging on the play. Bertotti staying put at first. As he's trying to bunt it down the third baseline here. Taylor several steps in on the grass. 1-1. He's already squared around a bunt before the pitch here. Now he's going to try and butcher boy it, and he flies it out to left very high. Hancock's got a long way to go, but it's going to hang up for him. That'll be the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Miss Linsky. Good thought there from the B-52s is Taylor charging from third base, and they tried to do the old butcher boy play, but unable to get it on the ground. It flies out to left. That'll bring up Beslinski. Struck out his first time in the second. Comes up with a runner on first and one down here. Runner being held on. That ball is served out into right, right at Hunter Heath. He moves about one step to his right and makes the play. So a one pitch line out. Score that line out to number nine. And there's two down here. That'll bring up Cody Abels. Singled and scored, leading off the third.
The second baseman, number two, Cody Abels.
B-52 scored three runs in the bottom of the last inning. It was all started by Abels leading off with a single. He eventually came around to score. Brett Bovee, but two down and runner on first. That ball is fouled out of play. 0-1 here. Here's the 0-1. That ball misses. I tell you, this home plate umpire, when they call a pitch outside, looks exactly like a strike call. I just wait for it to go up on the scoreboard, honestly. 1-1 here. Snap throw to first. On this day in baseball, 1973, Pete Rose collected his 2,000th career hit on the same day that Dodger Willie Davis collected his 2,000th career hit in a different game. Swing and a miss there. 1-2 now. Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose, did it against the San Francisco Giants at Candlestick Park this day in 1973. As that's a pop-up on the infield, this should end the inning. Coming in is Taylor. He's calling it, and he's got it. So that'll end the inning. One runner stranded, no runs scored. It's 3-1 here. We head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank, and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Time of the fifth here in beautiful Eureka, California. We're at Bomber Field. Game three, three games against the Humboldt B-52s, your hometown Redding Colt 45s. Down 3-1 here in the top of the fifth. Jared Bertotti leading off the inning. He fouls that one off. It's 0-2. 0-2 pitch is very high now. 1-2. 45s have one run thus far off. Lefty Wyatt Eglian, starter for the B-52. That ball misses as well now. 2-2. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation's mission, bettering communities through philanthropy. And they challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Here's the 2-2. Bertotti fouls it back to the screen. We'll line up and do it again. Mentioned in the last inning, Pete Rose collected his 2,000th hit on this day in 1973. Of course, went on to get over 4,000 hits. He's the all-time hit king for the major leagues. Some slight controversy this week. Here's the 2-2. And that ball down in the dirt nearly hits him in the foot. Now 3-2 to Bertotti. As Ichiro Suzuki, if you combine his Japanese professional league hits with his American hits here in the major leagues, I should say. Here's the 3-2. That ball fouled off it. We'll line up and do it one more time on 3-2. Ichiro technically passed Pete Rose in the number of professional hits. Pete Rose not very happy with people bringing that to his attention, as he said, are we going to start counting guys' minor league hits and their high school hits and things like that? So kind of dismissive of that record, but nonetheless, Ichiro, nearly 3,000 hits here in the majors, over 1,000 in Japan, and arguably his numbers here in the United States in the major leagues, especially the first 7-8 years with the Mariners during his heyday, were arguably better than his Japanese stats, so definitely two of the greatest hitters to ever live, but that's an argument, semantic argument you can have. Bertotti strikes out on a 3-2 changeup down below the zone. Nice pitch there by Eglian. There's one down here. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson. He's 0 for 1 thus far. Ferguson, the second baseman at Butte College
with another
out of Redding, California.
The, for the, 45, the second baseman, number 19, Noah Ferguson.
So here's Ferguson. One out, nobody on. 3-1 ball game here in the top of the fifth. Eglian winds and fires, and he shows bunt and pulls it back. Ferguson with the high socks. You don't see those anymore. A lot of guys like to go with the shoe leg pants there. Shows bunt there again, and this one's a called strike 1-1 now. Not quite up to the Hunter Pence knee-high ones, but Ferguson going old school here. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1. At the line drive down the left field line for Ferguson. It's a foul ball, just foul, by a foot. A And it looks like we had a warning there issued to 45's bench, as they have not been happy with the balls and strikes here thus far. That ball misses there now, 2-2 on Noah Ferguson. On deck is Zachary Taylor. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and Ferguson goes down on strikes. Two down now. An impressive start thus far for Wyatt Eglian. Just one run through 4 2/3. He's got 6 strikeouts through 4 2/3.
Number 4, Zach Taylor.
Here's Taylor. He singled his last time up. A ground ball deep in the hole at second that he beat out. That one misses 1-0 here. Taylor 1-for-4 last night with a run scored. Shows bunt there, and that one's in there for a strike now. 1-1. That ball below the zone, 2-1 now. Taylor slides that one out to left. Playing very deep was Keel. Is he going to get there? Yes, he is. Going to make the play on a dead run. That'll end the inning. Score to fly out to number 7. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 3-1 Humboldt. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole, and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members, and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Redding Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fifth here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Redding Colt 45's Baseball here. This is game 3 of a 3-game series. 45's won 9-0 on Friday. 52's got them back 7-5 last night. This is the rubber match and the getaway game. We had an 11:30 start time here on Father's Day. And at the bottom of the fifth is going to be the top of the lineup for the B-52s. Jordy Hart, he's 1-for-2 with a single. He's also scored a run. Brett Bovee getting ready to start his fifth inning of work here. Out of Las Vegas, Nevada. 45's right-hander. Gave up 3 runs in the third. That's been the extent of it. 1 run for the 45's in the fourth. That's where we stand. 3-1. That ball misses now. 1-1 on Jordy Hart. Hart, the only man on the 52s who's hit in all 3 games here this weekend. He's put together some good at-bats here. Here's the 1-1. That one misses 2-1 now. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation's mission, bettering communities through philanthropy. And they challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their sponsorship of the weekend series here in Humboldt. 65 and partly cloudy. Absolutely perfect day for baseball. That one's fouled down the first base line. 2 balls, 2 strikes here. Nelson steps out to think about it. Now he's back in the box. He'll be followed by Spencer Duggan and then Jeff Giacomini, the 1-2-3 hitters in the lineup. Here's the 2-2. That ball is grounded deep in the hole at short. Taylor backhands it. Nice throw. And he got him. That ball was... That had to be perfect, and Zach Taylor absolutely was. A 6-3 putout. Nicely done by the Madera, California native there. Slick play by Zach Taylor. Went down to one knee, backhanded it, came up firing, and got him by a half a step bang-bang play at first base. And here's Spencer Duggan with one out, nobody on. We've got our Kia drive of the game for the best hit for the 45s. We need to get some kind of sponsor for the best defensive play. Taylor would have gotten it on that one there. Swing and a miss as it's 1-2 here. Nice breaking ball below the zone from Bovee. Duggan in the hole now. 1-2. Bovee not wasting any time. Right back in the windup. That ball bounces. Another breaking ball right on the plate. Alvarez knocks it down. It's 2-2 here. Taylor hugging the line at third. Everybody else at normal depth. That ball is fouled off to the right side. Out of play. Still 2-2. Duggan's 1-for-2. He singled and was stranded in the first. Flew out to right in the third. And he just barely pokes that one foul and just barely got a bat on it. A stay alive swing there, and it stays 2-2. That was a fastball maybe, but we've got him set up for the breaking ball here. No, it's another fastball and a check swing and a one-hopper right back to the pitcher. Tough break there for Duggan. As the check swing is going to result in a 1-3 ground out. Two down here, and Giacomini is going to come in. His last at bat in the third, he had an RBI double. Came around to score the third run of that inning.
Number 20, Jeff Giacomini.
Well, here's the Humboldt B-52's first baseman and number 3 hitter. Two outs and nobody on. That's the best way to face him. He's had an RBI double in each of the last two games. Mason Allen on deck, should it go that far. First pitch misses below the zone, 1-0. That ball's fly down the right field line, not hit very deep. It's gonna drop between Ferguson and Hunter Heath, so a little bloop out to right field is going to be a single. Looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. So Giacomini's got his second hit in 3 at-bats, and that'll bring up Allen with 2 outs and a runner on first.
With 2 outs and a man on first base, approaching the plate for the B-52s, the designated hitter, number 28, Mason Allen.
Bertotti holding the runner on at first. Bovee now in the stretch facing Mason Allen. Throw over to first and he's back. Now Bovee's ready at the rubber kicks and fires. That ball's a breaking ball down below the zone. Ball is flat out to right center. Shallow coming in are both Heath and Anderson, and Heath's going to make the play. That'll be a fly out to right to end the inning. So Bovee pitches out of the 2-out single there. It's 3-1. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and iSeries bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Apologies for some technical difficulties there. We're in the top of the sixth here. Leading off was J.J. Hancock. He's reached. Ryan Williams now bats with a runner on first and nobody out. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation helping better communities through philanthropy, encouraging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to them for sponsoring this entire three-game series here over in Humboldt from Bomber Field in Eureka, California against the Humboldt B-52. He's got a 2-1 count here on DH Ryan Williams. He's 1-for-2 thus far. Hancock on first. Swing and a miss. Runner going to second, and he is safe. Kind of a slight double clutch there by the catcher, Wills. And that was just enough for Hancock to get in there and still steal second. And that one also below the zone there, 3-2 now on Ryan Williams. Runner on second, nobody out. 3-1 ball game here in the top of the sixth. That's a line drive. It's actually going to be a little served ball over the left. I don't know what you really call it. It's not really a line drive. It's not really a foul ball. It sounded like a broken bat, and it just barely got over the third baseman's head into left field. Heading to third is Hancock, so it'll be a single for Williams on a jam shot.
The play for the Colt 45s.
the right fielder, number 31.
Battling up Hunter Heath. He's 0-for-2, struck out and lined out. But he's got runners on the corners here with nobody out. Best opportunity of the night so far for the 45s. They got one run in the fourth. On an RBI single by Jake Taylor, that's been the extent of the offense, but threatening here against Wyatt Eglin, the left-handed starter for the B-52s. He's gone 5-plus here of one-run ball. That ball misses down below the zone, 1-0. So Hancock reaches on a walk, stole second, advances to third on a little jam shot into left field by Williams. That's where we stand. Hunter Heath up 2-0 now as that one misses high as well. And the 45s are in the driver's seat here. 2-0 hitters count. Runner being held on at first. Big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Heath. Lefty on lefty matchup against Eglin. Number 22 for the B-52s here. Snap throw over to first. Williams dives back. Williams had a stolen base his last time on first. That was in the fourth. Led off the inning with a single and stole second. Eventually scored the lone run of the ball game for the 45s. That ball is grounded down the first baseline. Foul. 2-1 now. So two balls, one strike. Let's see if they want to send Williams. Possibly do a hit and run here. Decent lead at first. Leg kick, there he goes. That ball is driven down the right field line. That's going to be extra bases. That's going to get all the way to the wall. Scoring easily from third is Hancock. Williams going to round second. He's hit it all the way home. He's going to score without a throw. That's a two-run double for Hunter Heath. And this game is tied. Heath with an absolute rocket down the right field line. No chance out there for Teasley as he gets all the way to the wall. Scoring from third is Hancock. Scoring all the way from first is Ryan Williams, who read it right off the bat and got a great jump. Scored without a throw. And a two RBI double for Shawnee, Oklahoma's own Hunter Heath. We got activity down in the bullpen for the B-52s and a meeting at the mound here between the third baseman, the catcher, and the pitcher. And now it looks like we're going to see the pitching coach come out and a meeting on the mound here. And that might be it for Eglin here. And it looks like it's just a conversation thus far. Hasn't taken the ball from him. So it looks like they're going to leave him in here. They face Chandler Anderson. He's 1-for-2 with a single. And he'll come up with no outs and a runner on second. Go-ahead run in scoring position for the cool 45 center fielder. After a two-run double by right fielder Hunter Heath. Been strong in the field, and that's his first hit of the night. He's now 1-for-3 with two runs batted in. Second baseman shading toward the back. Big hole on the right side for Anderson. Swing and a miss. Foul tip that one into the glove. 0-1 here. It'll be Anderson and then Taylor. Taylor had an RBI single his last time up in the fourth. Anderson singled and popped out. Trying to get that man home from second. Get the 45s. The lead here. That ball is fouled out of play down the first baseline, and it's not going to be playable. That one bounces off the roof of the snack bar. This game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. We're going to go ahead and make that two-run double by Hunter Heath, our Kia drive of the game. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento test drive, won today at Redding Kia. Our thanks to them for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. That ball misses outside. Anderson now 1-2. And Anderson, he wants to hit. This is a guy, he wants to swing the bat. Here's the 1-2. And he reaches out and just pokes that one foul. A projection swing there with two strikes. We'll line up and do it again, one and two. Eglin now ready, gets the sign from Wills. Kicks and fires. That ball is driven out to deep center field, and it's going to be playable, though, for Jordy Hart. Tagging at second. You're going to have a play at third base. No, we are not. That's a great throw there by Jordy Hart. Keeps Hunter Heath at second base. That'll be a fly out to number eight. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. RBI singles last time up. He's one for one. He's also drawn a walk.
Third baseman, number eight, Jake Taylor.
And he's been an offensive staple for the 45s ever since he showed up 9 days ago. A grand slam in his first start, was co-player of the game. He's put together solid at-bats with loud contact in every game since. One out, runner on second here in a tie ball game. That ball bounces in front of the plate and kicks past the catcher. It's going to get all the way back to the backstop. And no, we're going to call it a hit batsman. He got hit in the foot there, so Heath is going to have to head back to second. Taylor's going to reach on the hit-by-pitch. So now a walk, a single, and a hit-by-pitch. He's still one for one. That'll bring up Jonathan Alvarez
next
here.
To the plate, the catcher, number 30, Jonathan Alvarez.
So here's Jonathan Alvarez. 0 for 2, grounded out and flown out. Comes up in a big spot here in a tie ball game. Top of the sixth. Runners on first and second. Just one out here. 45s already have two runs home, trying to retake the lead here. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 here to Alvarez. Kicks and fires. That ball is grounded to short. 6-4. And not able to turn the double play as Myslinski kind of double clutched before getting it to the second baseman, so score that a 6-4 fielder's choice. Alvarez reaches at first.
With two outs and a man on first and third.
Moving to third is Heath. Now Taylor's erased, replaced by Alvarez.
Number nine, Jared Bertotti.
So runners on first and third here. Two down. Jared Bertotti batting right-handed against the left-handed pitching Eglin. That's a line drive into right field. That's going to take the lead. Heading to third is Alvarez as that ball kicks over to the line. That's an RBI single for Jared Bertotti. Colt 45's lead 4-3. Great at bat there by Bertotti. Didn't try to do too much with it. Took the pitch on the outside corner and just served it into right field. Couldn't have placed it any better if he threw it. So an RBI and a single for Bertotti. Moving to third is Alvarez. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson. He's 0 for 2. And we're going to have a pitching change here. We'll take a short 60-second break here from Bomber Field. You're listening to KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Father's Day baseball here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. We've got a good one going here. 3-3 tie in the top of the sixth. Your Reading Colt 45s visiting the Humboldt B-52s. Noah Ferguson, 0-for-2 today. He's going to step in against the new pitcher, Ruben Rios. Rios pitched three innings in the game on Friday night, was touched up for three runs by the 45s. In that 9-0 Reading victory, did not appear in the game last night, so he'll come in with runners at the corners, two down here in a 4-3 ball game. 45s have taken the lead with three runs this inning so far. And Rios misses with the first one, 1-0. Hancock, Williams, and Heath went walk, single, double. All three of them have scored so far. Alvarez at third, Bertotti at first. It's 2-0 here now on Noah Ferguson. He can stretch this lead out even further with a hit. That ball misses, now 3-0. And Rios looks a little frustrated after that one. Thought he got it on the outside corner, but to no avail. Ferguson swings and misses on 3-0, had the green light. Foul tips it into the glove. It's now 3-1. Former Shasta Wolf Noah Ferguson here in an RBI spot with a great hitter's count, 3-1. Runner being held on at first, big hole on the right side. Third baseman hugging the line at third. That's a line drive into left field, and that's a base hit. Between short and third base, that's an RBI single for Ferguson. And the Reading native comes through for the hometown team. It's 5-3. Alvarez comes around. An RBI single for Ferguson. He's 1-for-3. That'll bring up Zach Taylor. He'll be the ninth man to bat for the 45s as they have batted around here in the sixth. Put up a four spot, looking for more. Runners on first and second, two down. Taylor's 1-for-3 with a single. Rios fires. That's a line drive up the middle and a base hit. Coming up and taking it as hard, we're going to have a play at the plate. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. And scoring is Bertotti. So an RBI single for Zach Taylor on a line drive into left center. Moving over to third is Ferguson. And the 45s have the rally going here. RBI for Taylor. It's 6-3. A five spot here in the sixth, and we're not done yet. Here's J.J. Hancock. He led off the top of the inning. With the walk, eventually came around to score in that two-run double by Hunter Heath. And the 45's getting greedy now. It's 6-3. That ball misses there from Rios. Ferguson at third. Taylor at second. Taylor now 2-for-4. And Hancock would like nothing more than to get in on the RBI parade here. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. That ball fouled away.
And that foul ball is presented to you by John Hughes Cars and Records.
Big inning here for the 45s. Runners at the corners, two down. That ball misses there. Now 2-1. And the last three RBIs of this five-run inning have been with two outs. That's a slow roller to short. Going to be a tough play. Hancock's chugging down the line. He's going to beat it out easily. The throw gets past the first baseman, Giacomini. Heading to third is Taylor. He's going to come around and try to score. No, he's going to slow it up at third base. Scoring on the play is Ferguson. Taylor all the way over to third. Hancock with an RBI single.
Number 34, Ryan Williams.
And that'll bring up Williams. Singled and scored earlier this inning. He's the 10th man to, or the 11th man to bat, rather, in the inning. That ball is fouled back off of Rios. No balls, one strike here. 7-3 in the top of the sixth. 45's exploding here for a six spot. Runners at the corners with two outs. Swing and a miss, and Williams way out in front of a breaking ball there. 0-2 now. Williams 2-for-3. He scored two runs, has two singles, also has a stolen base. Runner going from first. And Hancock going to steal it easily as Taylor bluffed a double steal. 45's got a run that way last night on a delayed steal from third on a double steal. Not falling for it this time, but getting to second base is Hancock. So Hancock at second, Taylor at third. That ball's fouled away. Still 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes on the DH and number three hitter for the 45s. That's a foul ball back to the screen. Good battle going here. He's spoiled a number of pitches. Hunter Heath on deck. Already with an RBI double and a run scored this inning as the 45s, with just one run through five, have put up a six spot here and getting greedy for more. It's 7-3. Down in the dirt now, 2-2 on the breaking ball. Third baseman hugging the line over there.
Hi, this is Bob Martin.
Here's the 2-2. That's a short blooper into right. Let's see if that's going to get down. And no, making the play out there is the second baseman Abel. So that'll end the inning. Score that a pop out to number four. But six runs across for the 45s as they storm back to take the lead. It's 7-3. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is KCNR's Bob Martin reminding you to listen for Free Fire Radio each weekday morning with Carl and Linda Bott. On Monday, Carl and Linda welcome Redding City Council candidate Adam McElvain. Adam will discuss the upcoming city council race as well as the forthcoming technology explosion in Redding and his plans to help implement it. Free Fire Radio, weekday morning 7 to 9 on AM 1460 and streaming online at KCNR1460.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 0194581.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We head to the bottom of the sixth here. 45 stake to a 7-3 lead. We've got a pitching change here. Blake Williams out of Santa Rosa Junior College is going to relieve Brett Bovee in line for the win. He went five innings, gave up three runs, left the bottom of the fifth. Down 3-1, and the 45s obliged him with the sixth spot here in the top of the sixth, knocking out the starter. Wyatt Eglian and Ruben Rios came in to get that last out, and it took them a little while to get it as they put six across, including four with two outs. It's 7-3. Teasley's going to lead off here for the B-52s against Blake Williams out of Alturas, California. That's a line drive into left center field, and playing over that way was Hancock, and he's right in perfect position. So allowed out number one for Tyler Keel. Score that a line out to number seven. One down here for Jack Wills.
Now batting for the B-52, our left fielder, number 15, Tyler Kyle.
Pardon me, that was Teasley lining out. This is Tyler Kyle. I'm a hitter ahead of myself here. The one out to the left fielder here for the B-52s, Blake Williams. Fires one. That one's low and away. Williams kicks and fires that ball down in the dirt. And he's behind in the count here. Great crowd here at Bomber Field in beautiful Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Redding Colt 45's baseball. That ball's down in the dirt, and walking is Tyler Kyle. He's 0 for 2 now with a walk. So with one out and a man on first, that's going to bring up Jack Wills. He's walked and flown out 0 for 1 thus far.
Our catcher, number 5, Jack Will.
One out, man on first. Here's Wills. First ball is down in the dirt from Blake Williams. Blake Williams out of Santa Rosa Junior College, my old stomping grounds. Went to Sonoma State down there many moons ago. And all these guys were in grade school, if not younger. That one's below the zone there now, 2-0. Bottom of the lineup here, 7, 8, 9 hitters. Wills, the 7-hitter catching tonight. That ball's in there for a strike. Tried to squat down underneath it, but it's right across the belt. 2-1 now. Bertotti holding the runner at first. Big hole on the right side. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now. Fastball right by him. Cold 45-7, hometown humble B-52's 3 here in the bottom of the sixth. Blake Williams strikes him out, swinging. As he kind of an excuse me swing, he tried to check his swing, but far too late. That's the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Miss Linsky, the shortstop. He's 0 for 2, strikeout and a lineout.
For the B-52s, our shortstop number 21, Nikolai Mislinski.
Runner on first here, 2 down. Blake Williams in his first inning of work here, relieving Brett Bovee out of Las Vegas, Nevada, who threw 5 innings of 3-run ball. He stands to get the win should this lead hold up. On Miss Linsky. That ball is grounded to the left side. It's going to get to Taylor, and it's going to be deep in the hole. He's got absolutely no play as the two outs runner going on contact. And far too deep in the hole to get the speedy Miss Linsky. So that'll be an infield single. Runners on first and second now for Cody Abels. Abels 1 for 2. He also scored a run in that third inning. That 3-run third, he led off and scored the first run. That's the extent of the scoring for the B-52s. 3 in the third, that's been it. Abels had a double and an RBI. Also a fielder's choice in an RBI. Also walked and scored, so 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. And a walk last night. .45's right-hander Blake Williams misses there 1-0. Runners on first and second, 2 down. 7-3 here. Redding Colt 45's holding the lead after a 6 spot in the top of the 6th here. Facing the number 9 hitter. Second baseman Cody Abels. That's up the middle. Taylor's going to flip it to second base. Nice play as he flipped it with his glove to the bare hand of Noah Ferguson. 6-4 on the putout and a pretty one. That'll end the inning. No run scored here. We head to the top of the seventh. It's 7-3, 45. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's Baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first 2 payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first 2 payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima.
Maxima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here at Bomber Field from beautiful Eureka, California, top of the seventh here. Hunter Heath swings and misses there. It's quick 0-2. As Ruben Rios starts his second inning of work here. Heath had a two-run double, also scored a run last inning. As the 45 sent 11 men to the plate. That one misses. Now 1-2. Heath 1-for-3. Rios comes set with a 1-2. That's a changeup, and he waves right through it. Strike three. Heath is the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. Anderson 1-for-3 with a single.
With a strikeout by Ruben Rios. Now batting, the center fielder, number 13, Chandler Anderson.
One out, nobody on here in the top of the seventh. Colt 45s in the rubber match here against the Humboldt B-52s. 45s won the first game 9-0 on Friday. B-52s got him back last night 7-5 and an early 11:30 start time here on the getaway game on Father's Day here in beautiful Eureka. That one's in there for a strike now, 0-2 on Anderson. On deck is Jake Taylor. He'll bat next. And that one misses somewhere, and the B-52 fans wanted him to get rung up, but it's a ball, 2-2. Or 1-2, pardon me. That's a line drive down the left field line, and it's going to get down. That's going to be at least a single. Anderson takes a big turn, but Tyler Kyle gets over to it quickly and holds him to a single. Second hit of the night for Anderson. He's 2-for-4.
With one out and out on first base, now batting to the Colt 45s, their third baseman, number 8, Jake Taylor.
So that'll bring up Taylor here. One out, one on. Top of the seventh here. Taylor's 1-for-1 with an RBI single. He's also walked and been hit by a pitch, so only one official at-bat in 3 plate appearances. But they haven't gotten him out yet here. He comes up with one out, one on. Runner being held on at first. Big hole on the right side. Middle infielder shading toward the bag for a double play. Third baseman hugging the line and holes all over this infield for Jake Taylor. He's shown good pull power already. Had a grand slam in his first start, second game as a Redding Colt 45 8 days ago. And he's back in the box here, ready to go. Leading off first is Anderson. Good size lead. He's already got one caught stealing tonight. Ryan Williams with a stolen base. Chandler Anderson with a caught stealing. 1-1 now as that one's in there for a strike. Jake Taylor out of Seattle University, hometown Boise, Idaho. Not far away from J.J. Hancock's hometown of just right across the border there in eastern Washington. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That ball is outside. Looked like he wanted to offer at it, but held up. Now 2-1. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation's mission is bettering communities through philanthropy, and the McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to them for sponsoring the weekend series here against the Humboldt B-52s, our first road trip of the season. That's a pop-up on a hit and run. Chandler Anderson's got to get back to first. Coming in, and nobody's going to make the play. It actually bounces behind the first baseman at first base on an absolute bloop shot. And Giacomini, staying with it, throws Anderson out at second. He thought he had to get back to first to tag up. And that ball ended up dropping, and he had to scamper to second. So that'll technically go as a fielder's choice.
Their catcher, number 30.
3-6, and Taylor replaces Anderson at first base. Man, that's a terrible feeling as a base runner when you're caught in no man's land like that, and then you're caught in no man's land again going the other way. So tough break for Anderson. Two outs. Runner on first here for Alvarez. Alvarez 0 for 3. Reached on a fielder's choice in that sixth run sixth. Came around to score. First pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1 now. Jonathan Alvarez, one of our two Venezuelan imports. Andres Alburjas not in the lineup tonight. Had three RBIs last night. Breaking ball, nice take there by Alvarez as he wanted to offer at it, but he does not. 2-1. That ball misses as well. Maybe a little bit low or outside. Anyway, it's 3-1. And a hitter's count here for Alvarez. Two outs and a runner on first. We'll see what Cattery wants to do with Taylor. He goes. That ball has popped out of play, so it'll be a full count here. And that one clangs off the seats here. Down the first baseline in foul territory. It's a souvenir for some young fan. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the seventh here with a runner on first. Taylor will get a head start. Jonathan Alvarez is going to see a full count pitch here from Ruben Rios in a 7-3 ball game. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a changeup below the zone. Nice pitch by Rios. Alvarez is set down on strikes. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's 7-3 running. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time as the B-52s get ready to take their at-bats in the bottom of the inning. 7-3, Reading Colt 45s, thanks to a six-run sixth inning to storm back and take the lead. Leading off is going to be the top of the lineup for the B-52s. It's going to be Jordy Hart. 1-for-3 with a single. He's also scored the first run of the ball game, second run of the ball game for the B-52s in that three-run third. That's been the extent of the scoring for him thus far. And a breaking ball gets loose from Blake Williams there. Might have slipped out of his hand. Back to the backstop, 1-0. Williams getting ready to start his second inning of work in relief of Brett Bovee, who's in line for the win. Bovee threw five innings of three-run ball. And his teammates picked him up with a big top of the sixth to take that lead, 7-3. That's where we stand right now in the bottom of the seventh. Blake Williams out of Santa Rosa Junior College. Trying to hold on to the lead here. That ball misses high and away, 2-0. Williams now gets the sign from Alvarez, kicks and fires. That ball fouled back to the screen, 2-1 now. To Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation's mission is to better communities through philanthropy, and they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation, longtime Reading philanthropists, doing their part to bring you Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game three of a three-game series here in Humboldt at beautiful Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Here's the 2-1 from Williams, and Hart swings and misses now 2-2. 45s won the first game on Friday 9-0. Humboldt came back and won last night 7-5. And Reading leading the rubber match here 7-3 on the getaway game. With an 11:30 start time here, early baseball in beautiful Eureka, California. That one's down in the dirt. It's going to go to a full count here on the leadoff hitter, Hart. Hart's had a pretty good series here. Been on base in every game. Has hit safely in every game. Only one of the B-52s to have a hit in all three games here. And he gets hit by a pitch there on a 3-2 count. Look like it got him on either the upper arm or the elbow, perhaps. But he shakes it off. None the worse for wear. That's a leadoff hit by pitch.
With no outs and a man on first base, now batting for the B-52.
That'll bring up Spencer Duggan. He's 1-for-3 with a single.
Spencer Duggan!
One on, nobody out here. First pitch to Duggan is up high. Blake Williams, native of Alturas, California. Pitching for the Northern California hometown 45s here. That's a chopper down third baseline, foul. One ball, one strike here. Absolutely perfect day for baseball here. We're in the mid-60s on a only partially cloudy day. Lots of sunshine here in Eureka. About as far west as you can go. The 1-1 is in there for a strike. 1-2 now. Hard at first. Duggan down 1-2. Williams in the driver's seat. Kicks and fires. That ball a little bit below the knees now. 2-2. Williams comes set, now ready. That ball is spoiled foul down the first baseline. Just staying alive there is Spencer Duggan. Here's the 2-2 from Williams. So line up and do it one more time. That ball is flat out to center. Should be playable out there for Anderson. And he makes the play. That's first out of the inning there. One on, one out. That'll bring up Giacomini. He's 2-for-3. Had an RBI double in the third. Also scored a run. Singled in the fifth. He also struck out once in the first. And he's been their best offensive player here.
Number 20, Jeff
Giacomini. Had an RBI double last night. Hitless on Friday, though. But he had good company as the 45 shut him out 9-0. But the offense came alive last night for the B-52s. They won 7-5. Took a 3-1 lead here going into the top of the sixth, but the 45s erupted for a six-run sixth inning to take a 7-3 lead. That's where we stand right now in the bottom of the seventh. One out, one on. Jeff Giacomini for the B-52s up 1-0. He fouls that one. Looked like it was off the helmet of the mask of Jonathan Alvarez. He shakes it off. He's good to go. It's one ball, one strike, one out here. Blake Williams trying to preserve this four-run lead here. That ball is lined out to left, now sinking fast and coming in as Hancock, and he makes the play. contact sounded louder than it actually was. It was off the end of the bat a little bit there. So a line out to 7. That'll bring up Mason Allen. He's 0 for 3, but one of those ground outs did have an RBI attached to it. He's gone fly out, ground out, fly out, 0 for 3. Had an RBI double last night in the humble 52's win. Ended up 1 for 5 in that game. Two outs, runner on first in the bottom of the 7th. Blake Williams fires it in there at the knees with a fastball. Strike 1. That one misses below the zone there. 1-1 now. That ball fouled away now. 1-2.
And that foul ball is presented to you by Red Lion and Redwood Electrical Services.
One ball, two strikes here on Giacomini. Runner on first with two down. 45's leading 7-3 in the bottom of the 7th. Here's the 1-2 to Allen. That ball is flying down the right field line. It's going to get in foul territory. Heath gives chase, but it's going to be out of play. Due up for the 45s in the top of the 8th. Looks like it's going to be Bertani, Ferguson, and Taylor. So 8-9-1. Williams up 1-2 here on the B-52's cleanup hitter, DH Mason Allen. He fires. That ball's down in the dirt. Allen does not offer. It's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's Williams. That one's also down in the dirt now, 3-2. So Hart will get a head start over there at first base on the full count pitch with two down. Williams like to slam the door right here on this inning. Gets the sign from Alvarez, kicks and fires. There's the full count pitch. That's grounded down to third. Taylor snags it. Long throw, and Bertotti stretches out to get it. Nice play there. 5-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the 8th. It's 7-3 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here in beautiful Eureka, California. We're at Bomber Field with the Humboldt B-52s hosting Game 3 of a three-game series against your Reading Colt 45s. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com bringing you every pitch. It's 7-3 Reading, courtesy of a sixth-run sixth where they sent 11 men to the plate. Leading off is Jared Bertotti. The number eight hitter, he's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. This is his first at-bat tonight, left-handed. It's 1-1 here as that one misses outside. Two and one now. That ball is popped up on the infield here by Bertotti on a 2-1 pitch, taking it at third base for the B-52s is Spencer Duggan, and that's the first out of the inning.
Now batting for the Colt 45s, the second baseman, number 19.
That'll bring up Ferguson.
Noah Ferguson.
And an RBI single that also came around to score in that sixth run sixth. He's 1-for-3. Score that first one, a pop out to 5, the leadoff inning for Bertotti. Breaking ball misses there. Ferguson 1-0. Today's game brought to you by McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation's mission, bettering communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Rios floats a changeup in there. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on here in the top of the eighth. Colt 45 is holding on to a 7-3 lead. Ferguson pops that one up, and it's going to be playable here for the catcher. No, it's going to glance off the back screen. So 1-2 here now on Noah Ferguson. On deck, Zach Taylor. He's 2-for-4 with an RBI. Also scored a run. Ferguson fouls that one back, 1-2. I want to thank everybody associated with the B-52s here and Bomber Field. They put on a heck of a series. It's been a lot of fun calling the game here. And Ferguson foul tips that one into the glove. He's down on strikes. That's the second out of the inning. So that'll bring up Taylor. Hit lead off the last two nights. After batting ninth in that 9-0 win, scored two runs, had a single, also walked in that Friday game, so got promoted to the leadoff spot last night. Rewarded his manager by leading off with a triple and scoring a run. He went 1-for-4. 2-for-4 tonight, and that's a line drive out into center field. Third hit of the night for Zach Taylor. Have a game. Zach Taylor also with some nifty defense out there and the defensive play of the game on a deep ground ball in the hole at short. The two outs, runner on first. Taylor's 3-for-5 with a run scored and an RBI. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock. He's walked and singled, scored one run and driven in one run. That ball is driven out to deep left center field. That's going to get down. Taylor's going to run for a while. That's going to get all the way to the wall. No, he's going to take it just in front of the wall. Taylor's going to come around to score easily without a throw. That's an RBI double for J.J. Hancock. So a two-out single double rally and an RBI, second RBI of the night for Hancock. And it's 8-3 Reading. That'll bring up Ryan Williams, the DH.
Their designated hitter, number 34, Ryan Williams.
Ryan Williams, the DH here, 2-for-4 tonight, two runs scored. He's also stolen a base. Leads the team in home runs with 3, had a solo home run last night. That ball has popped up on the infield, short right field now. Coming in is the right fielder, Teasley, and he's going to make the play. That'll end the inning. But one run across here on an RBI double by J.J. Hancock. It's 8-3 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here, Andrew Arnold in relief here from Sacramento City College out of Santa Clara, California. The 6'4 lefty steps in here to pitch the eighth inning. That'll close the book on Blake Williams. He had two scoreless in relief of Brett Bovee. So a nice outing there for Blake Williams as he pitched the sixth and the seventh. Gave up just two hits and had a strikeout. He gives way to the lefty Arnold here. Just finished up his freshman year at Sacramento City College. One of two good-sized lefties on the 45s. We saw Zach Morgan last night out of Simpson College. And we'll see Andrew Arnold here right now. Trying to hold a five-run lead here. 45 scored one in the fourth. Six in the sixth, and one in the eighth. They batted around and sent 11 men to the plate in that six-run sixth. That's been the difference here, 8-3. And the humble B-52s come up here in the bottom of the eighth. They're going to need to score five runs before they get six outs. And leading off is...
at the bottom of the eighth inning... now batting for us as our right fielder, number four.
That'll bring up Teasley here. Daniel Teasley, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. That was in the third inning. Also grounded out and lined out. But he's put together some good at-bats here tonight. He'll face Arnold to start the inning. Right-handed batter against the lefty. Arnold comes set here as the first pitch of the inning. He fakes a bunt. Ooh, and that one caught Alvarez there as the fake bunt. He tried to offer at it, and Arnold, it looks like he might have got caught between the chest protector and the mask there, and he's hurting. Alvarez got the worst of that one as nowhere to go as the bat obstructed his view and not sure if that was a foul tip or just the pitch caught him wrong, but he's going to rub some dirt on it and get back in there. Not sure if that one got called a strike or not, but nonetheless, here's the second pitch of the at-bat from Arnold. That ball's popped up on the infield. Should be playable for Taylor. He's getting called off by Zach Taylor now, so... Zach Taylor makes the play just about where third baseman Jake Taylor started out. So a pop out to number six to start the inning for Teasley. That'll bring up Tyler Kyle, left fielder. One for three. He struck out, reached on an error, and singled. Arnold with a 6-4, almost high three quarters, almost straight over the top. Coming downhill at you. First one misses high. 1-0. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the eighth. Humboldt B-52's trying to get something going. That's served out into center field, and it's going to be right at Chandler Anderson. He takes about two steps to his right. No sweat, fly out to number eight. So two down, that'll bring up Jack Wills, the catcher.
Now batting for the B-52.
He's drawn a walk, flown out and struck out. He's 0 for 2.
Jack Wills.
Two outs, nobody on. Catcher Jack Wills standing in against Andrew Arnold. First pitch misses there. 1-0. Jake Taylor, even with the bag at third. Bertani playing in close at first as well. That ball's fouled out of play now, 1-1.
And that foul ball is presented to you by Humboldt Cider Company. Yeah.
One ball, one strike, two down. Nobody out here. Bottom of the eighth. 8-3 lead for Reading. Here's the 1-1 to Wills. And that's a ball down in the dirt. Looked like it skipped between his feet there. I don't know how that didn't hit him. Right down in the dirt. Nonetheless, it's a ball 2-1 here. Arnold gets the sign from Alvarez. Now comes set, kicks and fires. That ball is down low as well. Now 3-1, so hitters count here for Wills. Long way to go for the B-52s here. It's 8-3 with two outs in the eighth. They got to get something going either with two outs here or in the ninth as the 45s brought their bats and have put up an eight spot here. Courtesy of a six-run six. That's a walk on a pitch just outside. So Wills reaches for the second time. Second walk of the game for him. That'll bring up Nikola Myslinski. Myslinski, 1-for-3 with a single today. He steps in with two out and one man on first. Arnold throws one below the zone there, 1-0. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission to better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Arnold gets the sign. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-0. That ball down is well, and it's 2-0 here. Got a final score from the Giants game. If you don't want to know, earmuffs for about 10 seconds. Giants win 5-1, sweep the series over the Tampa Bay Rays. Eight straight for your San Francisco Giants. Putting some distance between themselves and the West. 3-0 now as that one's also down below the belt. Below the knees, I should say. Alvarez goes out to talk to Arnold Madison. Something in the mechanics, perhaps. Three balls, no strikes here. The Memphis Giants now 44-26 after winning eight straight. Winners of nine out of their last 10. Here's the 3-0 from Arnold to Miss Linsky. And that one misses as well. Four-pitch walk here. Runners on first and second now. So two quick outs on a pop-out and a fly-out, and then two walks. Put a man in scoring position with two down for Cody Abels.
Two outs on first and second base. Now batting for the B-52, second baseman, number two, Cody Abels.
Giants up 7 games on the Dodgers. Dodgers are live right now against the Brewers. Brewers take to a 1-0 lead there in the second. In L.A., that ball is flied out to center field. Should be playable very high. Anderson drifting in, and he makes the play. That'll end the inning. So no runs on two walks here. We head to the top of the ninth. Reading up 8-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019458.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the ninth here, Redding. Colt 45's up 8-3. Going to take their at-bats here against the new pitcher. It's going to be number 17, Colton Landreth, for the B-52s. A reminder, you can follow the Redding Colt 45's on Twitter at RedingColt45S. You can follow me on Twitter at NorCalSportsHour, at NorCalSportsHR. You can also get the NorCal Sports Hour on Facebook. Get the entire Redding Colt 45 schedule on RedingColt45s.com. This is game three of a three-game series. We're playing the rubber match here. 45s won 9-0 on Friday. 45s dropped the second game last night to these same B-52s, 7-5. And the 45s looking good here, up 8-3 in the ninth. And they're going to face the new pitcher here, Landreth. Leading off is going to be Hunter Heath. He had a two-run double in the sixth. He's 1-for-4. Also scored a run. It'll be Heath, Anderson, and Taylor, the 4-5-6 hitters. As they'll see if they can add some insurance run to this five-run lead here. First pitch misses there for a ball, 1-0. Landreth, the right-hander, relieves Rios. That closes the book on Rios. He has 2.1 innings pitched tonight, gave up 3 runs. That ball is driven to right field and with some carry on it, but it's going to actually fade over towards center field, and Hart's going to make the play. A fly out to center for Heath to start the inning. He's 1-for-5 now.
One quick out. Next to the
and bring up Chandler Anderson.
Their center fielder, number 13, Chandler Anderson.
Anderson 2-for-4 tonight with 2 singles. One out, nobody on here. Swing and a miss on a big cut on a pitch right above the letters there. 0-1. Today's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation mission is improving communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there, make a difference in your community as well. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for sponsoring this and many other games this week, or this summer, I should say, all weekend long, all three games here sponsored by the McConnell Foundation. One ball, one strike, one out here to Chandler Anderson. That ball is grounded to third base, and it's going to get past him. That'll be a single in the left field. Third hit of the game for Chandler Anderson as he's padding that batting average there. 3-for-5 tonight. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. One on, one out here.
Number 8, Jake Taylor.
Jake Taylor's 1-for-2. He's also walked and been hit by a pitch, so only 2 official at-bats and 4 plate appearances. But he's been on base 3 out of 4 times. Anderson at first. Being held on by Giacomini. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Two balls, no strikes here on Taylor.
We're not gonna
change your shoes. 2 balls, no strikes. Taylor swings and misses. Had the green light there. Fouled it back. 2-1 now. We're in the top of the ninth here from Bomber Field in beautiful Eureka, California. Perfect day for baseball. We're in the mid-60s. Could not ask for better conditions here on a beautiful June Father's Day baseball game. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's now 2-2 on Taylor. Nice pitch there from Landreth in his first inning of work here. Just trying to keep it close and give the B-52s a shot for a miracle rally in the bottom of the ninth. Taylor would like nothing more than to put one in the gap and add another insurance run here. Anderson takes the secondary lead. No, it looks like he got hit by a pitch. Yes, that got him on the left arm. As he started to swing there and then turned away, it got him on the left arm. Hit by a pitch there for Taylor, his second of the game. And he's run on base 4 times in 5 at-bats, even though he's 1-for-2.
Jonathan Alvarez.
So Anderson to second. Taylor to first. That'll bring up Alvarez. Alvarez officially 0-for-4, but he has scored a run, reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. Part of that six-run sixth inning had put the 45s ahead for good. That put them ahead 7-3. They tacked on an insurance run in the eighth. They'd like to do again here in the ninth. Runners on first and second. Still only one out here. And Alvarez watches one in there for a strike. 0-1. Nice breaking ball from Landreth there. Nice take there from Alvarez. That's a breaking ball down below the knees. He watched it go by. One ball, one strike, one out here. Runners on first and second. 45's threatening up 8-3. Looking to put this one out of reach. Landreth fires. That ball is in there for a strike. Now 2-2. 1-2, I should say. Gets the sign. Now comes set. Checks the runner. Kicks and fires. That ball's down in the dirt. It kicks back to the screen. Both runners are going to advance. Taylor to second, Anderson to third, and that takes away the double play ball. And Alvarez now in a prime RBI spot here with runners on second and third, less than 2 outs. Any number of ways you could get a guy home here. And it looks like they are going to bring the infield in now to try and knock down anything sharply hit and cut down the runner at the plate, so Alvarez with a lot of room to shoot for out there in the outfield. Here's the 2-2 from Landreth. He's going to go from the windup now. That ball is chopped up the middle. That's going to score at least one run. That's going to get through. That's going to score two runs. Pass the brought-in infield. Chandler scores. Taylor scores, running on contact from second base. That's a two-run single for Jonathan Alvarez. It's 10-3 Reading. So perseverance pays off. Jonathan Alvarez 0-for-4 coming into that at-bat. Stuck with it. Got a tough pitch on a two-strike pitch and just chopped it over the mound past the brought-in infield. Two-run single. Anderson and Taylor both score. 10-3, 45s here. And Bertotti now steps in with a runner on first. Still only one down here. Arnold through the eighth for the 45s. We'll see if he gets another chance to come out here. That's a line drive into left center. Taken by Hart out there. He's going to hold the runner at second base, Alvarez. That's another single there by Jared Bertotti. He's 2-for-4 tonight. 2-for-5. He's got a single left-handed and right-handed tonight. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson. He's 1-for-4, had an RBI single and a run scored in that six-run sixth.
Noah Ferguson.
As the 45s batted around and sent 11 men to the plate. We've got a meeting on the mound out here with Landreth and his manager and his catcher, Wills. Runners on first and second, one out. Two runs already home here in the ninth. It's 10-3, Reading Cole 45s. Number nine hitter Noah Ferguson out of Butte College. Native of Reading, former Shasta Wolf. Here in an RBI spot, he's already got one on the game. He'd like to pad that stat sheet a little.